So let's get down to the nitty-gritty. I have written down here my predictions about what the three of you are going to say based on my guesses knowing you. Okay? So I'm going to show you, but first I'm going to ask you. Neil, bottom line, these daughters are saying, what would you do if you were you? The woman saying, doctor, tell me what to do. What do you say?
I would liberate the patient and tell her I'm cool with no adjuvant therapy.
Axel.
I would agree.
We're unanimous.
I got the two of you down for fluoropyrimidines alone, Axel and Alan. How about if she were 70?
Yeah.
Is
no,
that the
actually,
issue here,
the reason for me, I look at it mechanistically. This woman had a big tumor in the right colon. And the way I look at it is she'd never had a screening colonoscopy. She had no use for doctors. The way I look at it is if you get a primary tumor that can grow to be 5-6 centimeters, nearly obstructing without any symptoms and still be node negative, that it's a biologically inept tumor. And that doesn't mean I'm right, but that's my bias for
that's
how
it's.
So would you have said the same thing if she were 70?
I would have. Because
60?
Well, I think as you get younger, I would have put the onus more on the patient, perhaps.
Okay, but she's still the same woman.
But,
she's
but
still saying what to
I
do. She's
still,
60.
I would say I was 60-40 in terms of how I felt. I think younger she was, I probably would have leaned a little bit more favorably towards chemotherapy. However, I still think that the mechanism of metastases are such that I looked at that and thought, this is an indolent tumor.
Interesting.
And this is a patient who I don't think is going to relapse.
Yeah.
Axel?
First of all, when you look at the MOSAIC trial, which we base a lot of our recommendations on in terms of definition of high risk stage 2 and stage 3, and we all have switched to FOLFOX, and they excluded patients over the age of 75. And if you really want to play it by the books, you don't have any data on a patient with a kind of borderline high risk situation who's over 80. At all.
For Oxali.
For Oxaplan. So about any therapy, and I agree, I mean, this is just real life, that the younger the patients get, the more in life risk they have to lose in some ways. It's just a matter of adjustments and assessments that we make all along. The point that Alan raised in terms of looking at the biology is actually something that is very difficult to quantify, measure, whatever, and put in clinical trials, and not even retrospective analysis, but it's exactly the same gut feeling that I have. If I see it, there is a large tumor, and it's only able to produce a localized phenomenon stage 2 cancer without any evidence of spread. This is very similar to a situation where, say, a patient had, let's say, a tumor 10 years ago and has a recurrence, or 5 years ago, and has a recurrence with a solitary liver metastasis, which I think can be easily chopped out, compared to a patient where presents with synchronous metastasis, and we can actually, we should probably start with chemotherapy, even in a resectable situation, because we have no information about the biology of the disease.